I chose a delightful little public park to do this. As soon as I sat down, a bunch of like kids, little like families and people came and sat down around me. So, how bad is the noise?
Now it's fine.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay. Can you hear me?
Now I can hear some kids. Yeah, it's all good. I'm in the, like, sitting on a stoop on a desolate street. There's a lot of cars around me, though.
Oh, hell yeah, that sounds badass.
Alright, so this
what time is it?
Sorry,
oh, go ahead.
What's up?
Okay, yeah, do you want me to start?
Yeah, we already started.
Okay, sounds good.
So, you were asking me what time it is. It is 11:17 p.m. Somewhere in and basically, we did three shows, 1 week after the next, three shows in 3 weeks, and then we had to take a little breather, and then we were going to bump in, and then we were going to do after that, but then, since he's got one big mindset, and so he decided he needed to cultivate strong male friendships. So he had a date with a muscly Jamaican man.
Yeah, that muscly Jamaican man turned out to be... I'm gonna look for masculine friendships elsewhere. He wasn't that cool.
Oh, what was
and the Jamaican restaurant he took me to... the Jamaican restaurant he took me to was a little bit second rate. And then...
Sorry, I accidentally... You gotta turn your mic back on.
Yeah, so the restaurant he took me to wasn't very good, so that was strike one. And then he was complaining about the food the whole time. I don't know, he was a muscular guy, but his personality wasn't very Bronze Age. So yeah, I had to let him go. I'm looking for masculine friendships elsewhere now.
Did he have like a Jamaican accent?
Oh yeah, he had a thick Jamaican accent. He didn't have dreads, he was bald, but... Yeah, he seemed like a pretty cool guy when I met him.
So why would a Jamaican guy go to Japan where you can't smoke weed?
Oh, you can smoke weed here. I'm learning that more and more now that I've moved to the big city.
Oh, word, it's going around?
Oh yeah, it's going around, baby.
Okay, well, let's get into some vaporwave drama. I'm the host this evening. Again, this is a little bit outdated because we were going to do this like 2 weeks ago, but... Like I said, you know, Evan, he read Bronze Age Mindset, you know, had to cultivate those male friendships. But did you recall the drama that happened surrounding Ozcob took a whole album and slowed it down and released it?
Yes, I did. And I remember the Vaporwave Twitter scene blowing up and it starting a broader conversation about the nature of sampling. And such.
Yeah.
But yeah, I do remember that.
I want to look up the guy that he stole the album from, because, like, Twitter is really funny. It was called Kyoto Connection, I think.
Kyoto Connection?
Kyoto Connection. You're going to love this, because it's fucking hilarious. Okay, here we go. So he does not live in Japan. He is just he's a white man. In America,
yeah.
He makes his own original lounge music. He calls it the Kyoto Connection because, so this is his pinned tweet. I've dedicated the last 17 years of my life in Kyoto. Although I've never had the opportunity to visit that wonderful place, I feel that I'm connected to its spirit. Until this pandemic is over and I can finally do their music. So, how does he know that Kyoto is a wonderful place?
He doesn't know shit about Kyoto, okay? It's not that great, if you've been there.
Yeah, I'm just gonna say, if you're gonna steal a whole album from somebody, you can steal it from this fucking person.
Yeah, from that weird guy?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm definitely into that. Yeah, Kyoto kinda sucks, dude. Like, everybody in Kyoto is a dick. Even the other Japanese people, they're dicks. They think they're better than everybody else, and they're assholes. And also, it's just a bunch of fucking temples. It's not that great. I don't see why this man has chosen Kyoto as his place to venerate in Japan. There are many other cooler places.
Don't you live near Kyoto?
Yeah, I do. I think if I got on a train right now, it'd be like a 2-hour train ride to get there. And I went there like a couple weeks ago, but yeah, there's not much to see that I haven't already seen. I've been there like 3 or 4 times now.
Okay, well, what does that bring up about the larger discussion about sampling? What's your stance on it? Do you think it's okay to steal an entire album from somebody?
I think, you know, it depends on whether it's like a performative. You know, if the point of the album is that he just stole the album and slowed it down, and then, you know, he just released it, called it a concept album, called it sound art, then yeah, it's fine. I see no problem with it.
I actually think it's kind of cool.
Yeah, it's badass.
Yeah, so, like,
that's the whole.
I mean, my thing is that, like, the only reason that sampling is cool, the only reason that Vaporwave was originally cool was because it was a transgressive art form.
Yeah.
And so, like, if you're making transgressive art, like, the minute you start drawing lines and deciding what is okay and what isn't, then it's no longer transgressive.
Yeah, I think that's part of the broader problem, is that people who think that it's not okay, they basically have the onus, they have the responsibility to be able to demarcate what is okay and what isn't okay, and that's basically impossible to do. So the only smart and responsible thing is to accept that these kind of things are always going to happen, there's always going to be these copyright laws, ethical concerns implied in the idea of vaporwave and sample-based music in general. And you just gotta, it's just part of the territory.
I'm wondering if Ozpop, like, was sort of hoping that it was gonna get, repealed.
Yeah, I mean, why, like, he's never done anything like that before, right? Like, none of his other albums were just slowed down, lounge music. Right?
I'm sure he's done, like, a track here or so that here and there that's just a slowed down sample, but I don't think he's ever taken, like, a full album like that.
Yeah, just a full-ass album. Did you listen to the album?
Oh, no. And now it's gone.
No,
I
you don't know if it's, like... Oh, yeah, sure.
I mean, I'm sure. I think there's,
yeah, well,
like, a media fire rip of it or something.
Yeah, I think it kind of reminds me of, like, I think it's maybe a helpful distinction to draw between, like, when this same kind of conversation happened when Pizza, right, was releasing shit at a ridiculous pace, and people found out that he was just, like, slowing down mix, like, online YouTube mixes of, like, dubstep music and stuff, right? Hell yeah. But, like, at that time, I feel like the narrative around that was that Pizza was, like, a really dumb 16-year-old kid, and he just didn't know, like, he was just doing what he thought Vaporwave was, or he was doing what he, you know, thought sample-based music was, and he barely even had an idea of, like, a distinction between making a playlist or making, like, making a playlist or making a Vaporwave album. So, in his case, he was doing the same thing that Ozkov did, but he had less of a
sorry?
Yeah, he had less of an intent behind it. He wasn't doing it as a statement. Although I still do think that what he was doing was cool from the standpoint of a listener.
Well, he definitely did have a statement to it later on because he got caught.
Yeah, but I feel like that he only was able to do that. Like originally, he was just trying to help God out, you know.
Yeah. Sorry, I'm in the green apartment. It's so fucking hot today. So my apartment is like 100 degrees.
Wow. So, you got air conditioning there?
I do. I haven't set it up yet. I have to cut out like some cardboard and like fit it to my window and do all that shit. I'm also afraid to like leave it running while I'm gone because it like makes a bunch of water and I have hardwood floor, so I don't want my old shitty hardwood floor to like
Yeah. I get that. Wait, is it still your big ass industrial grade fucking like giant ass one? Hell yeah. I got my power shut off last week in Japan here. Oh no, I just did it because I set up like my account to pay like to go directly from my bank account into the electrical company, but due to a clerical error, they shut off my electricity for like 3 days, and it's fucking balls hot here right now. Like it's hot and humid at the same time, so like it'll be like a 70 degree day, and it feels like it's fucking like 120 degrees. So yeah, I was cooking my own juices for the last couple days, but I got my shit back on now. Hell yeah. Oh, so right before I popped on this pop-up podcast, I like got accosted by some little like hoodlum kids. And, so, like, I was sitting here, and I sat down, and there's a little gaggle of, like, 15-year-old girls that are sitting right beside me, and they can't understand a word I'm saying right now, so I can just talk about them at leisure. And they're just, like, hanging out, and I saw, like, this guy, like, walk up to them, and, like, start talking to them, and, like, saying some shit to them I couldn't hear, and then, like, they walked away. They were, like, creeped out, and they walked away. And then he came back with a bunch of his friends, and they like came up to me and were like, they like surrounded me and were like asking where I was from and shit, and they were asking me like, oh, do you smoke marijuana? And all this shit. Yeah, I got almost harassed right before this podcast.
So it was like a gang, like, were they like badass?
It was just some little punks. One of them said that they knew where they could get some marijuana, but other than that...
Yeah, I haven't smoked marijuana in, like, over 2 weeks now.
No shit, you're full-on sober, huh?
I'm sober, bro.
Love that. How are you feeling, buddy? You feeling clear? You feeling clear of the mind?
Oh, I feel exactly the same. Sobriety is a joke. It's fucking science. That's the most thing you can do, but like it is just a style. I hate when people say they're raw dogging reality. Or how the fuck you gonna raw dog reality without any prescription drugs? It's like, you know, people for thousands of years raw dogged reality. Like
yeah, but you know, people for thousands of years also had, like, booze and fucking meat and shit, you know?
Drink booze all day because it was, like, 1% alcohol.
Yeah, well, yeah, but also you were drinking booze all day, you know? And I mean, like, anybody, like, anybody that was born before 1945 would be classified as a hardcore alcoholic today. You know what I mean? Really? Well, I'm 100% on board with that, and that's why I think that sobriety makes one like unto a god. Being sober is the way that we will all ascend and become Ubermenschen. We're the first men in history who are sober. That's my take.
Okay. What do you want to talk about? A lot of things happened over the last couple of days. He came in and said, what do you think about Hope be Wade? What do you think about that being overturned? I want to put you on the spot here.
Dude. Well, I'm conflicted because on the one hand, White Boy Summer had commenced, and I was, like, ready to get out and, experience White Boy Summer. But on the other hand, right after that, Stav left Gumtown. So it's a bittersweet victory for white boys everywhere.
Every boy in America is very conflicted right now. You should check on them. Make sure they're doing okay.
I know. Well, yeah, I mean, if you take the two things kind of together, then I guess it's just, like, they kind of cancel each other out.
But left Cometown because he was, well, obviously, he's trying to get mainstream exposure and doesn't want to be tied to, some, like, a problematic podcast. What if he is afraid of what
people
can say about Roe v. Wade or whatever? That'd be funny.
Oh, dude, no, that would not surprise me at all if basically this happened and he was just like, well, shit, I'm out, like, fuck, I'm done. Like, we're all definitely getting canceled if I stay on the show for any longer amount of time, so yeah, I'm out. Yeah, and then he just dipped.
It's the end of multiple eras going on right now.
Absolutely. Well, on a more serious note, I mean, I think it's obviously like a travesty or whatever. But I mean, like, I don't know if you read that logo deal and tweet about, like, basically, he summed it up as like, oh no, Roe versus Wade has been overturned. Now it's going to be slightly harder to get an abortion in states where it was already hard to get an abortion. And slightly harder to get it in states where it's already really easy to get an abortion. So, like, I mean, like, the material, like, effects of it aren't gonna be felt for a long time. Like, I'm sure that, like, I understand that it basically is, like, an attack by insane right-wing fundamentalist lunatics against, like, the autonomy of women. Which I totally had thought that had gone away and we could move on to other shit, you know? But, like, it's not like tomorrow we're gonna be throwing women into, you know, prison camps or whatever.
Like, there were states that had trigger laws to, like, immediately. I think there was one state that just canceled all of the ones that... Yeah. But, if you're rich and white,
damn, dude,
you're probably fine. You know what I think? And this is...
Yeah.
Controversial, but this is how I see Biden could become a great president. And what he needs to do is he needs to get on some Nixon shit, okay? Or some John F. Kennedy shit.
Okay.
He needs to get on some classic American espionage shit. And he needs to hire some sort of assassins. You know?
Yeah.
Or justices. And imagine what would happen if he got caught. that kills like three Republican Supreme Court justices. He gets taken to trial, convicted, impeached, sent to prison for the rest of, you know, I mean, he's going to die in 2 weeks anyway, so it's like not that big of a deal.
Weeks
of his life in prison.
Yeah,
Kamala Harris becomes the president, and she, you know, she...
Which is what we all want anyway.
Yeah, she appoints AOC, and, I guess she wouldn't
Oprah.
She put Roseanne, yeah, she put Oprah. But, we get those three, we get some badass queens in there, and, Biden goes down as a big love interest.
He'd be the GOAT.
Yeah.
He would be the GOAT. Yeah. He would be the GOAT.
And he assassinated Clarence Thomas.
The gangsterest president of all time. He would be the first president to be, like, celebrated for his illegal espionage. And you know what? Yeah, exactly. He'd be, like, the reverse Nixon. And maybe he could use those assassins to, you know, take care of some of those babies that he would need for him.
Yeah, that's the other thing that he creates, like, a nice team of baby assassins to... But I mean, they still...
Yes, bros.
Yeah, they still have to go through with the pregnancy to get the baby in a state where it could be assassinated by a team of special ops Navy SEALs.
Yeah, it'll be like the Clinton kill list, where it's just like, mysteriously, all those women that were signed up to get an abortion, that got their abortions canceled, they have their baby, and just as of like some coincidence, all those babies just happen to fall into a river. They all just happen to be thrown by some random man on the street into traffic somewhere. It's just a total coincidence. Yeah. So I don't know. I remain, I'm cautiously optimistic. I do think that it might have been a terrible decision for Republicans just because, like, people are not gonna fuck it. Like, it's just gonna be wild shit. It's gonna be pink pussy hat riots for, like, the foreseeable future until that shit gets overturned, you know? So,
but
I feel like
it's gonna push more people to vote for Democrats.
Yeah. It's the return of, like, centrist wine mom activism. And it's not gonna stop until... It's not going to stop for a long ass time until those Supreme Court justices can be replaced, because like they're not going to go back on their decision to overturn.
Assassin team going.
Yeah, that sounds like a good option. I'm 100% with you there.
Yeah, I don't think the riots are coming back. I mean, here in Portland, they were. I heard murmurs about a night of rage, but I don't think anything happened.
Damn. I don't know, I saw videos of, like, a big-ass protest in New York.
New York, I mean, what do they do?
Yeah, fair.
With signs, where they...
Yeah, I mean, it's...
On their signs, they drop...
It's only the day after. Yeah. Yeah, it's only been one day since this shit went down, so... You know, we gotta give it some time here. But yeah, I'm excited. I mean, Morgan, I feel like Trayton. I feel like the political urgency of this podcast was starting to stagnate after the Biden presidency. And I feel like it's kind of like a mandate. It's like it's a miracle that things are regressing now to around the state that they were in, like, 2018, 2019 when we started this shit. So it's really a blessing in disguise.
It was definitely 2020. But
yeah, but... Yeah, but just sure. But, but things are regressing, and we're gonna have that edge. We're gonna have that fight back. You know what I'm saying?
You're saying this is good. This is good for us. It's a very good thing.
This is good for our bottom line, is what I'm trying to say.
Speaking it's turning back into 2020. Did you hear that QAnon is back?
Yeah, I did. What did he say? No, he said, like, yeah, he said, I had to do it like this. It had to be this way. Something like that. Some fuck wild shit like that.
Doesn't make any sense.
Yo. Why it gotta be like that? Yeah, I feel like, okay, so what's your bet? What's your... Oh, me? No, I ain't talking to nobody. What's your, what do you think that Q is gonna predict next? What do you think his next hot prediction is? Yeah, I feel like, I don't know, like, if it's, an expansion of these of a, any kind of security apparatus, but you do make a good point that it basically was just a giant snitch fest on both sides, where we provoked each other to go out and make a fuss, and then yeah, tattled on each other and got each other thrown in jail.
And just to like ramp the culture war up to the point where people think that they need to vote. Like, anytime anybody wants to vote or thinks voting is important, that's a government psyop. If you're a normal person, you should realize that voting is retarded.
Yeah. I'm going to have to disagree with you there. I do plan on voting. I will be voting the next time that it's, I still get to vote, bitch. I still get to vote. This shit affects me too. I don't want to come back to a shit country. Frankly, I'm
back. That's gonna happen no matter what.
Well, I don't know, man. Every time I leave the United States, you guys fucking elect Donald Trump, or you have a riot, or you have like a Kyle Rittenhouse type situation. So pretty much every time I leave, a catastrophe occurs in the United States. So I don't want to have to come back down there and lay down the law, but it kind of seems like I'm going to have to.
You're going to lay down the law with your vote?
Yeah, that's what I'm going to have to do.
So it's time to get into the show. Should we let them in?
Yeah, sure, why the fuck not?
Let them out anytime.
Oh, yeah, sure. Another fashion person. Your mic is off again, and we need to turn that on.
Yo!
Hey!
Hey,
how's it going? I was expecting a woman, because the Abbey is a woman.
Yeah, I'm pretty disappointed as well. I was expecting a woman.
Are you guys expected?
Yes.
Yeah, it's another fashion person is a pseudonym.
We work under aliases as well.
Yes, we understand the need for aliases.
Yeah, of course, in the vaporwave community, it's essential.
Yes, it's essential. It's like 50% of the entire art is coming up with a name, and after that, you can just, you know, do whatever you want.
Totally.
How you doing today, man?
Yeah, I've been kind of depressed.
Yeah, I understand that. I get that. I'm on the other side.
Yo.
Hey. Yeah, sorry, I'm on the other end of that wave. I'm no longer depressed because of my sobriety. I'm depressed for a bunch of other reasons. Where are you calling in from?
Depressed in the state of America.
Depressed in the state of America, baby. America, what state, what city are we talking?
Seattle.
Oh, nice. Another West Coaster. Also, why are you depressed? Why are you sad? Can you pick out any reason, or is it a general melancholy that follows you?
Nah, it's just the state of the world.
Absolutely. You know, we like to joke around here on Slamwire Podcast, but we are pretty distraught about the recidivism and the kind of the fucked up shit that's been going down. The absolute wins that Donald Trump's been gaining, and right wingers have been gaining, even after Donald Trump got out of office. So how do you feel about it? What are your thoughts?
I mean, I don't personally think that Trump is the issue.
Absolutely.
You know, like, I think he's problematic, but I think it's more just the attention that everyone gives him is the issue.
Yeah, for sure.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, no, absolutely. Yeah. Have there been any protests, any riots in Seattle? Is the city of Seattle safe?
Oh, I don't know. I can't. I couldn't say. It's just raining here all the time.
Gotcha.
Is it hot in Seattle? It's hot in Portland right now.
Yeah, it's hot in New Jersey.
It's hot all around the world.
It's just gotta get hotter and hotter until it becomes a amalgamated ball of heat.
Yeah, dude, I hope you're ready. I've been thinking about moving to... I think being in Seattle, you're in a good position to relocate to, like, Canada, and then just go north, right? That's the plan for me. I'm gonna go to Canada, go to one of those, like, shithole provinces that are, like, between the main part of Canada and Alaska, and I'm just gonna buy some land. I'm gonna go there, I'm gonna buy some land.
That's a good idea.
Yeah, I'm gonna plant some corn, and... Yeah. Yeah, I'm gonna become like an agricultural baron. I'm gonna establish a fiefdom.
Just start a vaporwave co-op.
Absolutely, yeah. Yeah, long after there is no more free internet music to sample, we'll be up there. We'll be taking vaporwave to rocks.
Yeah, I can't even download from YouTube unless you guys can tell me a better way to do it. I used to just use a little converter online to just take tracks from YouTube, but it doesn't work anymore.
Oh, okay. I got the answer. Hold on. Do you have a Mac or do you have a PC?
Nah, it's just a Chromebook. Like, just using Chrome OS.
It might work for Chrome, but there's an app. It's called VideoTube. And it's for, you can download, unloaded like the entire telepath discography, but you can download the same one, you can download and really easy, and you just pay like $30 for the license to use it, and then you can get everything you want.
Okay, I'd like to check it out. So, thanks.
I recommend it to anybody that wants to make vaporwave and that doesn't want to.
Yes. And instead wants to support.
Yeah.
And instead of supporting that
people making illegal apps. Yeah.
Yeah, support some guy in Vietnam who made this app with him and his 13-year-old son using child labor. Yeah. So you're making vaporwave.
Yeah.
What is your have you made anything recently?
I forget the last album. I think something on VNR, but I'm not sure.
Nice.
It's a record label. Vacuum Noise.
Oh, Vacuum Noise, yeah, okay, yeah.
Yeah.
I know that one.
Yeah. So, yeah, just been listening to y'all talk, and it's been interesting.
Thanks for tuning in.
Absolutely.
Right, having three people in here is causing a lag, so we are going to boot ya. I'm sorry about that.
We gotta boot you.
I'm in.
Okay. Yeah. Feel free to drop out back in anytime.
Yes.
Bye bye.
I think
he's lagging. You are not lagging at all. You're 100% up to speed.
There. But it's all good. Okay, so it's gonna be going for 45 minutes. I guess we can talk about some music and then maybe get out.
Yeah, let's talk about some tunes and get the fuck out of here. I feel like there's some more gangs prowling around where I am right now, and they might try to harass me, so I probably should get out of here.
What have you been listening to?
So I've got that Donda 2 on repeat. I've been listening to that pretty frequently. Usually on my bus ride home, or as soon as I get back to my apartment. And I'm listening to, you sent me, I'm listening to the one that you sent me on the group chat, but you tell me that there's some sort of deluxe edition, or is that just the original Don Hat? What were you talking about then?
Yeah, I didn't register that
you were listening to Donna 2, I just thought you were listening to Donna.
And, okay, so you were just talking about the deluxe version of Donna. Okay.
Yeah.
But for the record, the deluxe version of Donda is way better than the original version. I like they reorganized all the tracks, and I think it works way better. And
there's
extra tracks on it, too.
Fuck yeah. Well, I'll give that a shot, but honestly, from what I'm listening to of Donda, like, right now, I wouldn't go as far to say it's a better album of Donda 2. I wouldn't say that Donda 2 is a better album than Donda, just because it's not, you know, it's not finished, it's not, like, put together. But I enjoy listening to it more. And I think a lot of that is because of its unfinished nature. You get, like, this rawness, this kind of mixtape feel of it.
I think the production is better on it.
Yeah, no, me too. And I think that, like, I don't know, there's a lot more risky stuff. There's shit where it's, like, straight up just ambient music. Or it's just, like, a repeated loop of synthesizers with no drums or vocals. It's fucking wild.
Yeah, I mean, it's made to be listened to on the stem player, I think. So I think whoever put it on YouTube was playing it off the stem player, and I don't know if he was fucking with the stems at all, or, like, if there's an official version, or if that was what he decided to go with, I have no idea.
Okay. Yeah, I've been operating under the assumption that it was, like, a balanced mix that whoever was...
Well, I mean, that might be the case. I don't know. I don't have the stem player, so I don't know how it comes on there.
Yeah, that is a fucking wild... The stem player is a wild, kind of genius idea. Kind of a really cool idea. I would love if artists just unilaterally decided to release all of their music with the stems on a device like that, I would be overjoyed. But
yeah, I don't want to have to buy a stem player.
Yeah, that's the problem. But I mean, like, there's so many, I don't know. I fully endorse that idea. But anyways, yeah, I really love, like, I've been really enjoying Donda just because of its mixtape status. And it's like you're hearing, like, yeah.
Yeah, I'll have to I've only listened to it once. I'll have to go back. Well, I guess I listened to it twice, because I listened to it live during the premiere or whatever.
Oh, yeah.
But, yeah, word. Anything else you've been listening to?
I listened to the new Death Dynamic Shroud release, which you said was mid, if I'm not mistaken.
I didn't really like it that much.
Really? I liked it. I enjoyed it a lot better than their last single release.
What? Really?
Absolutely.
This one didn't sound like Death's Dynamic Shroud, like, to me.
Yeah, okay, I understand where you're coming from there, but, like, it... So, I really enjoyed the structure of it, how it, like, is kind of, like, four different songs in one song, and it just kind of randomly gets more and less intense. I really enjoyed that. So I feel like, it's their, experimental track that they're gonna put on the album.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. What's interesting to me is that it sounds kind of like HKE, man.
Yeah, okay.
Like that Asian girl sounding voice, you know?
Yeah,
it's not an Asian girl. I think it's one of them, actually, but, yeah, like, I feel like they're taking some influence from HKE, which is really interesting. But I hope that it's, like, an outlier on the album.
Yeah, I guess I know what you mean, that it does sound a little bit like HKE. I wonder if that's, like, maybe just a consequence of the fact that they are going so hi-fi and, like, cinematic and well-produced for this release, that it just is gonna sound like these old sounds, which were already kind of bad. That sounds, you know?
Yeah, I mean, it reminds me of like the Lucid to It album, yeah. You know, where the one where he got all those guest vocalists.
Yeah. Yeah, I understand. I don't know. I think there was enough classic Death Dynamic Crowd elements in it. Like, there's some like sweet candy flavored synths that pop up early on in the track that make it sound like a Death Dynamic Crowd track to me. But yeah, I definitely didn't draw the inference that it sounds like HKE.
But you get what I'm saying, though.
I do get what you're saying. Now that you say it, I definitely understand.
Did you listen to Birth of the New World?
Yeah, I did. I loved that. I thought it was great.
Yeah, I thought it was really dope. Did you like the, like, ambient tracks more, or, like, the bangers?
Yeah, so, like, what I was gonna tell you is that this is, like, one of these albums where, it makes me want to change my mind about ambient music in general, because the ambient tracks on there are so fire. Like, the first ambient track, like, those synths and that loop is just so hypnotic and cool. I found myself enjoying the ambient tracks on them.
Well, I'll say, I've been listening to a lot of ambient music, because I cannot get enough Telepath lately. I listened to, there's this album called Guardian. I listened to that last night. It's, like, literally an hour and a half long, and it's just one track. It's just, like, a drone. It's, like, that's stupid fire. Yeah. You forget that you're listening to it until it gets, like, more intense, but, yeah, no, I fuck with it.
I will go back and give Telepath more of a shot. I know I've been saying that to you for years and years, but, I'm gonna do that, sorry.
I'll hit you up with some of the best albums. You should try Rain Temple, which is the third 2814 album.
Yeah.
Are you getting accosted again?
No. Sorry, there was just a really loud banging noise, and everybody in the park turned their head. Sorry. But yeah, okay, anyways, I've been listening to actually Ursula's Cartridges, like the albums that you put on my phone other than Escape from New York. Because when I first started listening to Ursula's Cartridges, I just listened to Escape from New York. But you gave me a couple of their other albums, and I've been going through them. They're real good.
Yeah, Ursula's Cartridges is fire.
Yeah. Absolutely. Other than that, I've been listening to too much.
Yeah, I've just been listening to Telepath. I've sort of re-decided that I like Yeet now, even though I was hating on Yeet. Yeet is kind of fire.
Oh, yeah.
I've been Yeet at work. I fuck with that 4L album, and I fuck with that 2 Alive album by Yeet. Those are very good. You should try it.
I'll give it a shot. Why do you like Yeet? What is good about Yeet?
The beats are, like, really... he sounds kind of like Playboi Carti mixed with Young Thug. And the beats are, like, really good. But his voice is really weird. And he makes up, like, his own words and stuff. I don't know, it's just really bizarre.
Definitely. Yeah, he makes up his own words?
Yeah, he has, like, his own slang and, like, lingo. It's crazy.
We haven't had a rapper that makes up his own words since the GOAT, Young Thug.
Well, pre-Young Thug. Pre-Young Thug.
Have you heard anything about, what's going on? What's going on with him? I feel like his court case has kind of been overshadowed by other things.
I mean, it's going to be a long process. I don't know. I haven't been paying too much attention. I did see one thing where, this is badass, he was like, while he was in, okay, so while he was out, and he had homies in prison, he was flying drones outside of the prison walls to deliver cell phones to inmates. Isn't that fucking badass, dude?
Out of all the shit you could deliver to inmates, the most young flaring life thing you could deliver would be a phone.
And using a drone. Yeah. Like, imagine, like, being in a cell, and a drone shows up outside your window. With a cell phone.
Yeah, like your little fairy godmother. Yeah. Fucking genius. Yeah, and he's not delivering, like, drugs, contraband. He's delivering phones so that people can keep up on their, grams, they can post shit on Twitter, they can fucking upload tracks.
Well, and so that they can communicate with each other and stuff. But,
coordinate. Yeah, okay, fair.
That actually, it didn't turn out well for them because they used the phones to talk to other inmates and already tapped. And some of them are already in the phones. I did hear there is definitely snitches in the So
damn,
it doesn't seem too good.
Sorry. Yeah, damn. That sounds about right.
Okay, well, on that note, you know, nothing's getting better. Rights are being stripped away. They took away tool pods. Forgot to mention that. They're banning.
Oh, yeah, for good sakes.
They're banning Jewel. They're taking away abortion. Stop left hometown. Young Thug is still in prison. Everything sucks. Yeah. I'm sober, and the world is at the worst it's ever been. But,
dude, all in all, I would say that, it's about 50-50. It'll get better.
Yeah, as long as we keep doing our thing, we will be back at least 2 weeks from now, and this will not just only be on Twitter. I will edit it. I'll put in some music. I'll probably put in some Telepath, and, release it on SoundCloud and all of the podcasting platforms. But I guess that's it for tonight. Did you have anything else you want to say, Kevin, Sensei?
No, I'm good. Thanks for bearing with us, folks, as we try this new and innovative recording format. And thanks to our special guest who dropped in.
Yeah.
I forget his name.
Hopefully another fashion person, I believe. But,
yes, I hope you said.
You can get some more guests in here. Please don't try and join if you're just going to talk about pedophiles or whatever. We don't want to talk about that. Word. So I'm going to say sayonara.
Okay, that's a big sayonara to you.
All right, peace, buddy.